K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on Sunday, November 2nd, 2025. For time to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. K-State sports, all things K-State athletics, whether that is men's, women's basketball, football, baseball, women's rowing, cross country, and so much more. For time to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, here, coming to you from a bright, sunny, cool, yes, cold. Just got done running my final, if you want to say, longish run there before this upcoming Saturday's big race. So got that going. I got that going on. And speaking of which, I will be out of town this week, this upcoming weekend. So I'm going to try to record ahead this week. That's the goal. And hopefully I have y'all covered on the back end of next week here. And then, of course, when we come back from Salina, Kansas, we'll get you squared away. Recapping what happened with all sports, whether that is football, obviously. I'll see if I can get to the reaction today. If not, it'll be definitely tomorrow. So be looking out for that. But we got basketball coming up here tomorrow. And women's basketball, which I'm going to get into in just a second. So just to forewarn you, I have not recorded a reaction. I need to look at this game again. Which K-State lost to Texas Tech yesterday afternoon in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So you have that, and then all and then everything else in between all that. So yeah, so if I don't get it in today, it'll be definitely up tomorrow. While the K-State women's basketball team plays their home opener officially there. Hold on a second. Their 58th season in Manhattan, Kansas, in the program. This is the 58th year of Kansas State women's basketball, and they'll officially open up tomorrow night against Omaha from the Summit League in Manhattan, Kansas, Bramlage Coliseum. Of course, the all-American K-State announcer, Brian Smoller, if we're to call it that, on the call, per usual for women's basketball, and Missy Heidrick. Great analysis. We'll be paired up with those two. And then, of course, Hannah Whetstone yet again on the sidelines on ESPN Plus. So again, I can get this plug again. If you do not have ESPN Plus, what are you doing? Make sure you get it. Because obviously, K-State Sports on that. Usually, yes, I know. And even me, yes, sometimes got issues. But ESPN Plus, you want to catch this game, obviously, definitely. Get the ESPN Plus app. But yeah, K-State women's basketball in action tomorrow night, and then the night after that, you got K-State men's basketball as well. But the focus here tomorrow night, the K-State women's basketball playing Omaha, which K-State has never lost to Omaha in its entire history, 57-year history of K-State women's basketball, 8-0. This is the third time in the last eight seasons that I feel like we played Omaha last year to start off the season. but this is the third time in the last 8 years that these two teams will clash in the season opener there. And Coach Meady is 8-1 against Omaha. Does have a loss up in there. That's kind of a little bit of hilarious there as well. Maybe not to him, but that's a little hilarious to know there as well. Of course, Jeff Meady, the head coach of the women's basketball program there as well. And Jeff Meady entering his 12th year as K-State women's basketball coach. And again, it has been emphasized enough throughout the summer and already in this fall semester, right? A new squad and outside of Terrence Size, Michaela Parks, but in more Terrence Size, right? So obviously have that going on in his career. Coach Meady, 218 wins to 143 loss record there as well. Meady owns the second most wins at the helm for K-State coach Deb Patterson behind only second to Deb Patterson, who was the coach before getting hired getting moved on. Of course, we all know how I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but Deb Patterson was the coach when I came to K-State. And then when I left, it was Jeff Benny that came on board there as well. Yeah, K-State, 9 new faces on this roster. Let's go over this again. We got to go over it again, just like the men's basketball. We almost got the men's team down pat now, and we got to get the women's team down pat as well. Anaya Foy, Gina Garcia, Brittany Herod, Jordan Spicer. Those are the Fab Four freshmen class for Jeff Mitty this year. And then you have 5 transfers led by the lady that scored 22 points in the lone preseason game against Tarleton State. That's Isilla Arenas, Natasha Clausens, Janessa Cotton, Tess Heal, and Ramaya White. And Tess Heal, of course, I've mentioned her quite a bit on a show since the Big 12 media days that Jeff Mitty was a part of, obviously, in Jerome Tang a couple weeks ago in Kansas City. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer looking ahead to tomorrow night's season opener, regular season, finally, women's basketball, first week of November, Monday night against Omaha, tomorrow night, 6:30 at Bramlage Coliseum there as well. Terrence Ides, a year ago, was second in three-point percentage, 60% or more, was fourth with 84 three-point field goals made. And speaking of Tessio, on the flip side of that coin, senior guard, and she's a senior coming in to K-State. Tess Heal is the only Wildcat on the roster with collegiate starts on her resume. She has started 74 career collegiate games, 66 of them. I didn't know this before reading the notes for tomorrow night's game. 66 coming with Santa Clara, and then she transferred. She only played in 8 games for Stanford a year ago. So you need her on the floor there as well. Like I said, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing these new ladies, these new men on this team continually as we get to continue to know them throughout the rest of this year in the 2026 there as well. So Tess is going to be critical. You need her on the floor. And obviously we know what Terrence Sides brings to the table. We still get to know Tess Heal on the court. She showed a little bit of that in a preseason game win over Tarleton State there as well. Omaha, real quick, here on this preview edition of the podcast here. Omaha enters tomorrow night's game. they're picked 8th. And speaking of which, K-State women's basketball was picked, I believe, preseason 9th. Just a reminder, K-State women's basketball, I believe, was picked 7th or 8th, somewhere in there. But I do remember this off the top of my head, though. They were in the top 20 rank, in the top preseason, top 25, 25th. So we better include that in that mix there. So 25th ranked K-State hosting Omaha. So we almost left that out of the mix. So good thing I brought that up to the mix there as well. But back to Omaha real quick there before we wrap this preview up here. They were picked 8th in the Summit League. The Mavericks last year finished 14-7 with a 5-11 mark there. Omaha led by Jamie Carey. So they had a first-year head coach. Speaking of coaches on this edition of the podcast, Jamie Carey. So his first year in Omaha there as well. He graduated from Texas back in 2004, and he's been associate head coach at UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio. Spell that out. But they have their returning scorer and rebounder back for the Mavericks, and that is Cora Olsen. She averaged almost 10 points a game, had 3 rebounds in 18 games last year there as well. So a little bit of look there. So Omaha has their leading scorer back. we'll see what happens there on that side of the basketball court there. 218 wins for Mitty, ranked 2nd in the case of history behind Deb Patterson. And coming into this year, 672 career wins. Yes, that's right. I wanted to make sure. Okay, 672 wins in his coaching career for Jeff Mitty there as well. So there's that. Yeah, so let me see here. Yeah, so K-State, 25th, as I just said, in USA Today, and this was the fifth time in K-State, fifth time that K-State has appeared in the preseason coaches poll in a second straight season. Well, obviously, because last year we had, obviously, our studs, our that we call legends now, of K-State women's basketball. And now this is this year's version, so I'm excited to see. Jeffany was very, very excited. But again, he said always, there's always something to work on, to improve on, to get better at, right? So, well, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the first, at least for the rest of the year, as we get to still know both these new players for both the men's and women's basketball team there as well. Let me see here. Last year, obviously, kind of put a pin on last year's squad, obviously, led by Serena Sundell. To my point, next year, Ayoka Lee, they finished 15th, ranked in the coaches poll a year ago there as well. So we'll see what happens, obviously. And usually, obviously, K-State usually starts on the right foot, solidly on the right foot when it comes to season openers as well. So tomorrow night, obviously, is your first time listening to this podcast, postcast after every K-State athletic game, even if meet individual tournaments, you get the dress, right? So definitely, obviously, we get our postcast there tomorrow at some point this week or on Tuesday, actually. But yeah, tomorrow it's gonna be a little hectic there, so we'll see what I can do there. I'm gonna get hopefully getting that reaction of the game that lost against 13 ranked Texas Tech on the football side of things. But yeah, tomorrow night starts the basketball train for K-State, and the women will get us all started tomorrow night as they'll host the Omaha Mavericks in Brummers Coliseum to kick off the 2025-26 season in the 58th year of K-State women's basketball in its program history. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast shop for individual daily, or just to record K-State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast. Second of all, Podbean app. I'm going to work on, we got two episodes in the chamber. I'm going to try to get those both out today. I'm going to try to get some stuff done today before the NFL gets rolling with their Sunday slate. And of course, you got the NASCAR championship going on as well. So a lot going on today, but I did record another episode over on the Podbean app, Greer 380s podcast. Again, that is Greer 380s podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 380D Idea Process podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 380D Idea Process podcast for more bonus coverage of Cats. So I will let you know on that, but I'll get that worked on. And hopefully by the end of today, both of those episodes will be posted up because again, I will be out of town this upcoming weekend in Salina, Kansas. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast, whether that is a new student, a current student, a graduate, alumni, a big-time K-State, or a Big 12 fan, about the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics, K-State Omaha in Brainbridge Coliseum for the women, the kickoff, the 2025-26 season tomorrow night or tonight, whenever you listen to this episode there. And don't please, if you're more than willing, please give us a 4 or 5 star rating. That doesn't just help us out. That helps out other K-State fans find this every day. Yes, sir, this every day K-State podcast. Alex A. out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.